Say, hey, hey, Jasmine. It's like, what are you waiting for? Just say it.
They put that as one of their focus pieces because we do need it in a time that's ever changing that shows just the demographics of who and what are, or who's leading different organizations in 2022. So yeah, kudos to
Giving Gap
and all the correspondents. Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing. I was laughing at Lady D. She said something funny. You didn't hear her. You missed it. She was.
Is there something you got to tell me, Dame of Dames?
Damn of Dames. Do you have it? How do you have an opinion on Giving Gap?
I completely agree with
that. Dog, you just full of bull crap. You just anywho. But yes, again, guys, if you all want to learn more about Giving Gap, www.givinggap.com. I'm sorry, Lady D, I cut you
What's
off.
What's that
you...
address again?
www.givinggap.com.
All right, now.
I'm sorry, Lady D, I completely cut you off. Did you have something you wanted to say?
No, I didn't.
I didn't think so. All right. So, guys, as we move on to our next section, just to kind of piggyback on how my week has been, like I told y'all, I started a new job. And in that same breath, would you guys take a job for less pay if you knew you could gain more skills and learn more?
Yes. I've actually done that. Like, the job I'm currently in started off as part-time, and it paid less than
the job I had before.
And the only reason I accepted it is because it was in my field of study, even though it was part-time. I was like, yeah, I'll be making less money, but I'm actually doing something that's in my career field. And 6 months later, I became full-time.
I just think it's because you're freaking, you're the dam of dams, and you're just freaking awesome. And they were like, we ain't letting this one go. We're gonna go ahead and bump her up to full time because we can't lose this one. And as you stated, you're now doing three jobs. So they was right. What about you, Pivot? Would you take a job for less pay if you knew you could learn more?
How much less we talking?
Less than what you making now. Why? I'm sorry.
You want me to take the 25 cents I make an hour now and reduce it to 15 cents and still not qualify for government assistance?
North Carolina, y'all gotta pay y'all school. Y'all teachers better.
I'ma take my happy chunky black butt to Tennessee.
You know, that's a very interesting point, and I can see both of you guys' points. I honestly don't know if I would. Being a lot of people don't understand or believe that, you know, your astrological signs have anything to do with your a lot of people don't believe that your astrological signs have anything to do with your makeup. They just believe that they are words on a paper. I completely believe that I am a Libra at heart. I believe that the Lord made me a Libra because he knew the type of person I was. And just to take all that to say, I don't know if I could take a job for less.
I'll drink to that.
And now, don't get me wrong. I am all for knowledge. I am all for, you know, learning more skills. However, I am also one who enjoys nice things. And I also enjoy being able to afford those nice things. Therefore, and then if I am also giving you my time on a consistent 40-hour week basis.
Slow it up there for a second.
I want to be compensated for said time. Now, there is nothing wrong, as Lady D has shown you, that she took a job for less pay because she wanted to be in her field. I don't...
But then she also said it was part-time,
too. She did, and that's another thing. She said it was part-time. So, my thing is, if you would you take a full-time job for less pay? Because that job being part-time, yes, of course you knew it was going to be less pay because you went from full-time to part-time. Okay? I don't know if I could take a full... Because now, the reason I say this is because I did at once take a part-time job from a full-time job. When I left my job 2-3 years ago, I took a part-time job for less pay because I was like, I'm tired of sitting at home. And I did learn some more skills. I don't entirely know if I would be able to take a full-time job. I don't know the answer to that. Who knows? Possibly.
I'd say I would still say yes for me.
Okay.
It's just really a jump, though. I feel like you have to go through because, I mean, you do get those skills, but then how long does it take you to get those skills?
Mm-hmm.
And after you get those skills, how likely are you to be able to now put those skills on paper and then move into a more lucrative position? And mm-hmm. in that time period, would you have lost what you had already? Would you have lost your tenure in your original job to mm-hmm. try possibly move into something that could give you something a little bit better? I mean, that's a risky move, and with the way the economy is, I don't think I could do anything good with that.
I mean, it's a. To me, in my opinion, which I am entitled to.
For now.
For now.
All right. You know what? We're not going to go down that road. But in my opinion, it's honestly up to the person.
Agreed.
If you decide to take a lesser paid job to get skills, it's at that point up to you to increase those skills because mm-hmm. I mean you're gonna go through training.
Yeah,
that's why I don't understand why people require experience, because you're gonna train me anyway. Like
conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, okay, once they tell you what you're doing, it mm-hmm. is up to you to now put effort into gaining those skills.
Agreed.
Quickly.
Agreed.
And then it's up to you for your turnaround.
Agreed.
So you want to say, oh, okay, I do bank statements now, but puts bank statement on resume. Go apply for jobs that, other jobs that do bank statements.
Yeah.
So it's completely up to the person, but I get both sides of that. So.
Okay. All right. So I guess in that same breath, if you had to do it all over again, would you pursue the same career path?
Hell no.
Well, we know what Employee of the Month said. Hey, y'all. Now, everybody knows that P-Bid is the world's greatest teacher in the North Carolina school district. Because go Tar Heels. Because I will say this. He might not ever want to teach y'all bad behind children again, but he do teach y'all bad behind children. I'm going to just say that. And they do learn. I'm going to just put that out there. Now, what about you, Lady G? If you had to do it all over again, would you pursue the same career path? I believe you would, because you got 2 degrees in that mofo.
Two, not one.
For
the price of one.
not one, but two. Dose.
That was out of convenience.
Uh-huh,
Literally, all I needed was one more class to get another degree, and I took it. I was like, why not?
Must be nice.
So, honestly, as I continue in my job, I find myself asking myself, do I want to do this mm-hmm. for the rest of my life?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure. If mm-hmm. I had the chance to do it again, I would probably end up, like you said, in the same
mm-hmm.
field, but
different concentration, maybe?
No.
Oh, well, yeah.
No. Okay. I would just do some things different in that field.
Okay.
And maybe I would have been a little bit further along in my career.
Let me learn y'all a little bit about me. So I went to school because college was not an it was not a debate in my house. It was you're going to school. it wasn't not going to college was not an option. Let's just say it like that. So I went to college, did not have the slightest idea what I wanted to do.
Well.
I knew that I enjoyed computers. Mm-hmm. I knew that I enjoyed taking them apart and putting them back together. So I tried to find a school that offered me, you know, the hardware of a computer, which I thought I did. Long story short, I went to a school and I selected a major. 2 years into that major, come to find out that they don't offer the exact type of, they don't offer the idea of the major that I thought. So I'm thinking I'm going to be working with hardware. This particular major is mostly software. I am not a software person. So I then have to reframe my focus. And so I have to get a degree because I've already been here. So then I figure one out. I get an undergrad degree. And then I'm like, oh, crap. I don't want to have to start paying student loans back. Let me go get another degree. That's so stupid. Getting the degree was not the stupid part. The reason behind me getting the degree was the stupid part. And I don't say that to discourage anybody from getting an advanced degree. I say that because you want to be educated in the reasons in which you're getting your degree. I went to get a master's degree because I didn't want to pay my student loans back at the time. I did not go get a master's degree because I wanted to get a master's degree. So, to answer the question, would I choose the same career path? I don't have a career. I don't have a career path. I would like to find one. So I can't really answer that question because I currently don't have a career path. Right now I have a job. I have a something that I go to every single day that pays me money. It is not something that I see myself doing for the rest of my life. Now, in the same breath, financial services is very much something I could do for the rest of my life. Why? Because I believe that people they have a right to understand how finances and credit work. Because money is the foundation of success, in my opinion. Because if you understand how, you know, to cross your T's and dot your I's, then you're that's upward mobility. So as far as picking a career path, financial services would be a career path for me. Would I do my career all over again? I don't currently have a career. I have a idea of where I want to be, but I don't currently have a career, so I can't really answer that question.
Which have you thought about being a financial consultant?
I have not thought about being a financial consultant. I am currently I haven't exactly done anything. So I just started this new job and I haven't actually done anything like in the job yet. I do believe that I will enjoy the job. I just don't know how I can say that this is my career because I will not be in this spot for 40, 50 years. I will be in this spot for 2 years, 7 months, and 10 days, and I will move on to the next one. So, yeah, there's that. Now, in that same breath, or to switch, I guess to switch gears a little bit, growing up, who inspired you the most?
Crickets. All right. Well, I'll go first while they think.
So,
crickets.
I won't say it's not really more or less that I was inspired by anyone or anything. I was kind of inspired by many situations, if that makes sense. Like, a lot of the things that kind of happened in my life growing up, they they helped me to realize that I wanted more for myself.
That's it for us today. But before we go, the push you need is in the mirror. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, please make sure you subscribe and follow me on all of my lovely social medias. Yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, don't forget to check out my blog to stay inspired, and we will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.